Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
It's a good time. Spending Sunday mornings together. Always love it because we have good debate. We have good conversation.
Here's John Kincaid.
We do. We have good debate. We have good conversation. We love you being a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert that's going to help you navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage wants you to contact them and wants you to get down to business. Let's talk about getting down to business. The best, most comprehensive run through the world of college football. The fallout comes your way around 20 minutes past the hour. Anthony Piarno, he's known as Tony Piarno on Twitter. He has put together another great edition of The Fallout for you. As we already heard about Michigan falling out, wait to hear all that coming up. We'll have that a little bit later. He's Tony Piarno on Twitter. What are you on Bumble? What is your Bumble address? Do you have addresses on Bumble? Or do you just like, are you ranked by stingers? What's the...
I'm just Anthony Piarno on Bumble.
On Bumble. Go. Ladies, get your stingers out.
I've had someone messaging me this morning saying hi.
Really? So she's up at that hour of the morning. Okay, here's... Can I do a little study? She's
sure.
Up early in the morning. She is either a... She might be a really high achiever who gets up early during the week.
Or so, she was out partying all night.
Correct, and she's a little...
I gotta stay away from her.
Why? Why would you stay away from that? Why would that bother you? You're a single man. Why would that bother you? You don't think that would be compatible with you? That if she wants to party all night? You never know. She could have been. Or she's a high achiever that gets up early during the week and then she just wakes up by that on the weekends too. Could be. A lot of different theories. I've got them for you. I'll help you, Anthony. But we're gonna get you a spouse at some point. I'll find you a spouse. No need to rush. No need to rush. But I'm willing to always be transparent on this show and tell you exactly how it is. So I will tell you this. There's nothing I love more than the NFL. If you've listened to this show over the years, you know that the NFL is clearly at the top for me. And by the way, when people use totem poles as a reference, the most hallowed spot on a totem pole is the bottom, not the top. The most revered figure on a totem pole is at the bottom, not the top. So when people say they use the totem pole reference, which, by the way, I don't know if our Native American friends like that or not. I haven't done a poll. I'm sure the Washington Post has. But the most revered spot in a totem pole is the bottom. So what you desire to be is the bottom of the totem pole, not the top of the totem pole. Once again, little research. It's all it takes to get some of these references right. I digress. Because I'm trying to tell you what I know and what I was good at, because I got to tell you, my work this year previewing the NFL was absolutely horrible. Horrible.
Woof.
We're only like, we're not even halfway through the season. And I can already wave the white flag of surrender and just fall on the court and beg for forgiveness. Because my analysis going into this year was so horrendous. That was CBS Sports Radio management this week where they were discussing it. They're saying, why do we have this guy on? He kicks off our NFL Sundays, and he's terrible at understanding the NFL. Now, look, I've never been this bad, so I'm going to blame it on the COVID. No, I didn't have COVID, but I'm going to blame it on the fact that the COVID distracted me. I'm going to find some reason to blame it on because this was horrendous. Anthony, my pick of the Minnesota Vikings to win the Super Bowl.
Woof.
May be the single stupidest thing that I have ever said on network radio. And guess what? There is a litany of stupid things that
I've said. You've said many stupid things.
Hey, pipe down there, Charming. But I seriously, terrible. I took the Vikings to win the Super Bowl. Holy moly, that's terrible. That was so terrible. What's more terrible? What's more terrible? Vikings to win the Super Bowl or the New York Jets to win 7 games? Seriously, you're a Jet fan. I told you that I thought they'd win around 7 games.
They stink.
They're terrible. They're terrible.
They stink.
Gosh, it was awful. I told you Dallas and the Eagles were both going to make the postseason. Well, one of them probably has to. One of them probably has to. That's been just tremendously atrocious. Dallas, I said double-digit wins for the Cowboys. The Cowboys are horrendous.
They stink!
They do. They stink. They really do. In fact, Anthony, can you tee up for me that do we have that music? I should have told you. Do we have that music ready to go? I said, because I want to tee it up. For you think the biggest dumpster fire in the NFL is the Jets? By the way, this is the Bond girls. They're having some fun with this. You think the Jets are the biggest dumpster fire? Forget it. Your Dallas Cowboys are. I mean, they are stink out loud, smelly. Pick up after your dog. Terrible.
They stink.
They're terrible. Mike McCarthy, who I told all of you that they had gone and gotten a better coach. Dallas hasn't been this destroyed since Cliff Barnes took Ewing Oil back in the 80s.
They stink.
Google it if you have to. It's terrible. Mike McCarthy looks lost. And he certainly looks like he lost the treadmill, but that's a whole nother issue. That team is so bad right now. And don't tell me it's Dak Prescott. Because, my gosh, Mike Nolan, what's going on with the defense? That is terrible.
They stink.
Yeah, that defense is atrocious. And Dallas is a bigger disaster than the Jets. Because Dallas was supposed to be good. The
they
Jets weren't.
Stink.
Yeah, they do. They stink. I mean, absolutely atrocious. Everybody talking about the Jets. Stop making fun of the Jets. How about them Cowboys?
They stink.
That's who you make fun of. The Cowboys are atrocious.
They stink.
They do. They really do. I mean, just terrible. The defense is just pathetic. How many teams in the NFL have better skill position talent on offense than the Cowboys? How can they stink so bad? Because they're the Cowboys.
They stink.
I mean, seriously. How can they stink so bad?
They stink.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're bad. They're really bad. By the way, today the NFL on CBS features a matchup of two elite teams fighting for division supremacy. The Steelers and their ironclad defense taking on Baltimore for a battle with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. That's going to be a great game. Plus a key AFC East showdown between the Bills and the Patriots. JB and the guys will get you set for all the day's action on the NFL today, starting at noon, 9 Pacific. And today the NFL, of course, is on CBS. I mean, stop making fun of the Jets. The Jets is the low-hanging fruit. But feel free to make fun of me. Dallas and Philly, I guaranteed you would be double-digit win teams. I told you that the Dallas Cowboys would be improved with Mike McCarthy. I'm trying to think of what I got right. Anthony, I'm trying to think of what I got right. The Buffalo Bills are going to win their division, right? Bills are going to win that division, right?
I would say so, yes.
Okay, the Bills are going to win the division. I don't know that that's bold and... Not bold and the beautiful. Bold. I don't know that that's very like bold that I picked the Bills. But I did pick the Bills to go to the Super Bowl. Something that I feel a lot less confident about having watched them in the past few weeks. When I was flying up last week, when you're on Delta's jets and you're watching live TV, you watch the live TV, you get the New York channels. The only game I could watch was that Jets-Buffalo game.
Sorry.
Oh God, it was terrible. Terrible. Jeff joins us from Dallas. Jeff, good morning. You're on the John Kincaid Show. How are you?
Good morning, Stones. You know, as a Lions fan, I don't get to laugh at too much, but being trapped out here in Dallas, it is absolutely beautiful. No idea what they're doing. Jerry's teeing off on sports talk radio hosts. They literally have nothing. Yeah, you know, and it was old Bill Parcells that said, "If you want me to cook the meal, let me buy the groceries." The real problem down here is the guy buying the groceries is giving them rotten meat, bad cheese, and spoiled milk.
Wait a minute, Jeff. That roster has a ton of talent on it. It's got a ton of talent on it. How could they be this bad? How could they be that bad?
As a Lions fan, I knew what McCarthy was. I mean, I could have coached Green Bay. He had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks his entire regime there. That's a big deal. But, I mean, they have no linebackers. Van Rush is hurt. Jalen Smith's got the drop foot. They have no safeties. Their best corner's a rookie. Offensive line, they have no depth, I guess is what I'm getting at.
No, they don't. And Jeff, I got to ask you one last question. Why did you call me Stones? Do you remember a story that I told?
No, I called you last few weekends because I said you got big stones, and you said they used to call you that in college.
That was my nickname. Yes, it was actually in the business world. It was actually in the business world. Yeah, that's a good. Okay, Jeff. So I got that now. You can call me Stones anytime you wish. Thank you, buddy. It was actually a gentleman named Scott Bennett, who was one of my bosses back in the business world. And I don't think it was meant necessarily as a compliment when I was a young, brazen business executive. When he told me, you know, you got more stones than brains. I don't think it was meant as a compliment, but stones stuck. Because I was known to, challenge people. I was known to have guts. I was known to be somebody that if there was something. Now, Anthony, you're going to find this very hard to believe that I was known in the business world as somebody that if I didn't like someone, something, I was going to make sure that management knew about it. I was going to push it. But if you needed someone to have a tough conversation, I would say to people, I got taught early on. And in sales, I would come out for the sales meeting. And I'd get told, so how'd the sales meeting go? The bosses would go, how'd the sales meeting go? I said, it went great. Oh, they loved you? Oh, they love me. They love me. This, and this. And my boss said, well, why didn't you ask for the sale? I said, well, they're not ready yet. And he's like, oh, so they don't love you that much. So they're not that sold. So literally it was driven into my head, if you're getting nothing but love in return. Oh, yeah, we love your product. We love you. We love the company and everything. Then ask for the business. And from that point on, I had the total stones to always ask for the business. And then you immediately get, when you have the guts to just say, well, then why don't we do business today? Let's do business today. This will work. Come on, let's sign a contract today. Oh, well, I can't do that. Then you get the why, and they respond to you and go, oh, well, I still have to get it by Larry. Okay, well, then let me meet Larry. Let me meet Larry. Let me get to Larry next so I can get past you. You're giving me all the right answers. Let me get to Larry so we can finally get an answer and get some ink. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, and it's sponsored by GEICO. I can tell you this. Geico will help you save money on car insurance when you make the switch. And what does it harm you to go through the process, spend a few minutes, and find out how much you can save? Make the switch to Geico. Save today. Thank you, Geico, for being such a proud partner of CBS Sports Radio and the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Bill sends me an email showing me that the kid who opens up his trick-or-treat bag and gets Cowboys tickets. That's terrible. That's like child abuse. Anthony, did you have trick-or-treaters yesterday?
There was like 20 in the neighborhood.
Okay. What did you give out?
Kit Kats, M&Ms.
Full size or the chintzy size?
The little minis.
Oh, geez. Seriously. I know that New York's on like complete lockdown, but what, did they lock down the aisle of the store where the full-size candy bars are?
Maybe one day when I make your money, John, I'll be able to afford those full-size candy
bars.
Do you know
that there's a, have you ever heard of Kroger?
Yes.
Kroger.
Down south.
Yes.
When you go to
Kroger, they will have the full-size candy bars pre-Halloween, and you can get the full-size candy bars. You can get them like 10 for a dollar. I mean, 10 for $10.
So that's what you do?
Something like that. You got to give out full-size candy bars. For God's sake, would you ever say, I want candy? And go into a store and say, you're looking at the full-size bars and go, excuse me, miss. Where do you have the mini size? I'd like to buy the mini size. No!
Well, you buy the packages.
Yeah, but then you're only chintzily giving out like a couple little ones that barely fill a cavity. Can't do that. Got to give the kids real candy bars. Come on now. 855-212-4CBS, but that's not till the bottom of the hour, because what comes next? Of course, it's the most comprehensive look, run through the world of college football you've ever heard. It's one of a kind. Anthony Piano makes it for you every week with love. It's the John Kincaid Show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. This is the Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, and was there some fallout this weekend? The Clemson Tigers, no P. There's no P in Clemson. Taking on Boston College. And they did not have their quarterback. And they found themselves down 28-10. What? Clemson was going to lose just because Trevor Lawrence wasn't playing? Not so fast, my friend. In honor of the great Lee Corso, Don Munson on the Clemson Tigers radio network picks up the story.
Oyunglele will hand it to Etienne. Up the middle, he goes 10-5. Touchdown, Travis Etienne. A 92-yard drive put together by Clemson, and they take the lead 32-28 with 11:34 to go, fourth quarter.
Wow. Good job, Don Munson. Ugalele throws for 342 yards, two touchdowns in place of Trevor Lawrence. Clemson rallies from down 18 in the first half, beating Boston College 34-28. And the news is, Dabo Swinney saying after the game, Trevor Lawrence is going to miss next week's game, too, because of the 10-day protocol within the ACC. Now, that didn't apply to Nick Saban, of course, in the SEC. But Dabo Swinney after the game says, too, he's really happy with his team.
It's all about our team and our guys, and I'm just so proud of them. What you saw today is uncommon. We talk about being uncommon, and what you saw today is not the norm. It is uncommon, and it's the epitome of team. And to be honest with you, what I saw was inspiring.
Travis Etienne became the ACC's career rushing leader. 28 straight wins for Clemson in the ACC. 27 in a row at home. Etienne ran for 84 yards, pushing him to 46-44 in his career. Great job. And congratulations to Clemson on their 34-28 victory. Number two, Alabama. Well, number two in the polls. Taking on Mississippi State. Alabama refuses to look ordinary. Here's Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College.
On a third and seven, Mack pumps, pulls it down, throws long, has a man. Mississippi State bought on the pump, and Devontae got free for a 53-yard touchdown reception.
Alabama wins 41-0. Mac Jones, four touchdown passes to Devonta Smith. 203 receiving yards there. Crimson Tide, great defensive performance. In fact, the first time that Mike Leach has ever been shut out in his college coaching career. That's impressive. Jones, though, really. 24-31, 291 yards. Najee Harris, 119 yards on 21 carries. Alabama, 19th straight game scoring at least 35 points. And that is a major college record. They will visit LSU coming up on November the 14th. Ohio State taking on Penn State. Why is Penn State still ranked? Did somebody not watch their opening game? Well, I watched yesterday's. PU. Here's Paul Keels, one of my favorites, from Learfield IMG College.
In the third quarter, Fields, it is 43. Fakes a pass, now cranks and goes deep down the left side near the 10-yard line where a lunging catch is made for a touchdown. And it is Chris Olave once again the target as he went down the left side, laid out and gets in the end zone for another touchdown pass. This one up 49 yards from Justin Field.
Could you stop ranking Penn State and do your jobs and put eyeballs on some other teams? Justin Fields, 318 yards, four touchdowns. Great job. Ohio State beats Penn State 38-25. It was not that close. It really wasn't. The Buckeyes with 526 yards of offense in their 15th straight Big Ten win, 10th straight on the road against a ranked opponent. That is an impressive number. Fields was 20 of 21 a week ago. He started 7 for 7 and 15 for 18 in the first half. They'll play Rutgers next Saturday, who's been pretty impressive. Got to tell you, congratulations to Ohio State. Number 4, Notre Dame, was right here in my backyard. In fact, I hit some of the traffic on the way home from the airport. Taking on Georgia Tech, here's Don Crickey on the Notre Dame Radio Network.
Kyren Williams, the tailback. Ball placed on the 4. Williams right of the middle. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame. Kyren Williams has two touchdowns this afternoon. 10:43 left in the third quarter. Notre Dame now leads Georgia Tech 23-7.
They won 31-13, and it really wasn't that close either. Ian Book, 18 of 26, 199 yards in the victory. Really, really good. Fighting Irish have lost three straight to Clemson, including that 30-3 blowout in the Cotton Bowl semifinal game 2 seasons ago. They've got a chance to beat them next week. Now, Trevor Lawrence will not be in the game, so they will have to beat them again when Trevor Lawrence is back later on. But congratulations to Notre Dame. Number 5, Georgia, what to make out of them? Well, what I make right now is they're not getting it done offensively, but they did enough. Here's Scott Howard on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Handoff, Zamir. He's got the first down and more stumbling, keeping his balance. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. That's a way to pick up a first down on 4th and 1.
Zamir White, a career-high 131 yards for Zeus and a touchdown. Stetson Bennett runs for a score. Georgia beats Kentucky 14-3. 14-3. They're 5-1 after byes under Kirby Smart, so they're going to try to get keep that going. Now they're going to face Florida next Saturday in the rivalry showdown in Jacksonville, Florida, that they used to call the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. And then for some reason they got offended the cocktail party would offend people. Seriously, put your big boy pants on. My gosh. Stetson Bennett, it's not that offense, it's not getting it done, though. They better be ready to do something different against Florida. Number 6, Oklahoma State taking on Texas. This, a chance for Oklahoma State to stay in my first 4 in college football? Well, I don't think so. Here's Craig Way from the Learfield IMG College Network.
From the shotgun, Spencer Sanders has the snap. Blitz coming. Sanders looks, being chased, circles around, he goes down! Joseph Osai wraps him up! This game is over! Texas has beaten 6th-ranked Oklahoma State in Stillwater. The first road win over a top 10 team in a decade. Final score, Texas 41, Oklahoma State 34.
Texas not only beat Oklahoma State, but they just defeated the entire Big 12 on having a chance to get into the college football playoff. Write it down in ink. Oklahoma State outgained Texas 530-287. But Oklahoma State turned the ball over four times. I'm a man, and my team can't hold on to the ball. And the Big 12's college football playoff hopes are pretty much done. Spencer Sanders passed for a career high of 400 yards and four touchdowns, but he fumbled twice and threw an interception. My gosh, I know you're supposed to give stuff away on Halloween. You're not supposed to give away your chance to play in the college football playoff. Texas will host West Virginia next Saturday. Oklahoma State visits Kansas State. So Cincinnati taking on Memphis. Could Cincinnati, out of the American Athletic Conference, be a team that has a chance? We'll see. Here's Dan Hoard from the Bearcats Radio Network.
Double tight ends for Cincinnati, first and 10 at the Memphis 43. Trey Tucker goes in motion, empty backfield. Desmond Ridder back to throw again. He's going to launch a deep ball for Alec Pierce. Pulls down the football with both hands for a Bearcats touchdown. What a catch by Alec Pierce.
Cincinnati's won its last two games by a combined 91-23. They beat Memphis 49-10 on Saturday. They're unbeaten. Desmond Ridder, three touchdown passes, ran for two scores. He was 21-26 for 271 with an interception. Cincinnati defense sacked Memphis quarterback Brady White six times. Wow. Cincinnati is real, and they're spectacular. So, they're scheduled to meet Houston in the second of three straight home games coming up. All right, last one up. Michigan taking on Michigan State. And let's do the Riddler laugh. Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines once again showing they got the Emperor has no clothes. Michigan State, a 20-point-something underdog, goes into the Big House and beats Michigan. Jim Harbaugh, what is the excuse for the 27-24 loss?
Team is going to own this. It's, congratulations to Michigan State. But we got to own the loss and come back and find out where we can improve. This is a high character team, and I believe they'll do just that.
Mel Tucker became just the second coach to beat Michigan in his first attempt with the Spartans. The other one that did it, you may know his name. His name's Nick Saban. Jim Harbaugh now 1-6 at home against Michigan State and Ohio State. Completely unacceptable. And Rocky Lombardi throws for 323 yards, including 196 to Ricky White, a kid from Atlanta, Georgia, who was just doing, spectacular things. He looked like Julio Jones out there. And by the way, he's not playing for the team in Georgia who needs wide receivers. He's playing for Michigan State. Unbelievable. Michigan State playing at Iowa next Saturday. Michigan playing visiting Indiana. This kid was literally in Georgia's backyard. Right in their backyard. And they need wide receivers. Didn't find him. This kid was spectacular yesterday. One of the best wide receiver performances I've ever seen yesterday in that game. Go check it out if you didn't. If your team didn't make the fallout, well, that's your fault. You root for a really mediocre program. Tell your AD to be better. Tell them to get a better coach. Tell them to recruit better. Thank you for hanging out with us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And you can thank Tony Pierno on Twitter, my producer Anthony Pierno, who puts the fallout together every week. You think I'm putting all that together? No, I'm not qualified. He does a spectacular job with that every single week.
Can sing, hum, or recite almost every TV theme song. And he's actually proud of that. Go figure. Back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, yes. One of my many talents. It won me a talent show at the Ocean Dive. The Ocean Drive. The Ocean Dive down in Seattle City. I say that as just with the most loving of terms. In a contest, being able to do that one time. I think it won me like $150. Pretty good. I've got some thoughts I got to share with you coming up, but it's been an interesting week. And I got to tell you again who I was really, really wrong about first, but I want to get to a couple callers. Sabah in North Carolina joins us. Sabah, you keep doubting your Washington football team, and I told you... Told you.
First of all, I must say, listening to your story about your mother, I cried. I think the love that you have for your mother is awesome. Yeah. And that you're proud of it. And in this world where we are taught to hate, our children are being taught, I got kids in college now, that they're taught to hate. Hate your parents, hate this group, hate that group, all out of the name of not being a discriminatory person or whatever. And it cracks me up. The people who preach against hate, hate the most. So I just want to get that out of the way. And I love that you love your mother.
I love my mama.
We love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
that.
Okay. That's
now,
nice.
About my Redskins, that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Do you think we have a chance with Kyle Allen? Why is the book written on him?
I don't think the book's written.
Why can't he be Joe Theismann?
I don't think the book is written on him yet by any stretch of the imagination. They do act like it. Yeah, they absolutely do. They act like it. But what I would tell you is this, is that long term, I believe that it would shock me if he was the answer long term.
But give him a chance. Wait.
This year's a perfect year. It's a perfect year to give him a chance, right? Perfect year.
Yeah, but don't you think he should be be the reason we draft or don't draft a quarterback next year? It'll be
and he's going to have a chance to make that case.
Right.
He's going to have a chance to make that case and make his case and say, you should believe in me or you shouldn't believe in me.
So one more question. Do you believe the last game of the season, we will be fighting for the division title?
No.
Us and your Eagles?
No, I think the Eagles will have won the division by then.
Okay. All right.
That's my guess. So, and believe me, there's no reason for that, but I that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? That'd be a lot of fun.
I think seven wins will win the division.
Oh, I think seven wins it going away.
Okay,
Seven wins. Six is going. I think six is right now sort of looks likely, but I'm not. I wouldn't be betting on six wins.
And I think your tie is going to make a big difference.
I think it will too. And it looks like Doug Peterson would look smart there. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Sabah. You're awesome, Anthony. I was hitting the button there, and I have. Is it Melissa?
Yes, Melissa in Atlanta.
Melissa, how are you?
Hey, John. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good to have you on the show. What's going on this morning?
I just really wanted to say how much we miss you here in Atlanta. It's just not the same. And I'm so glad to be able to listen to you on Sunday morning.
I thank you for that. And I hope to be off the unemployment line very soon. Even though I'm not on the unemployment line yet, I'm just taking some time.
He's going to be okay, everybody.
Melissa, you rock. Thank you so much. That made my day.
I know I have everybody stirring, right?
Yeah, you do. You keep saying,
I know something you don't know.
You don't know anything.
Hey, if anybody wants to contact me out there for the right price, I'm willing to spill the beans.
You don't know anything. You can't say anything about my, okay. So you're telling me right now, 100% you land on the say that I will be working in January.
Absolutely.
So you go 100%.
100%.
Not 99%.
No, 100.
What do you know that I don't know? That's what I'm going to say. Do I have to run every offer by you, by the way? Is there a rule? Like, should I run the offers by you? Should I say, Anthony, is this a good offer? Like, what do you think of this? Run it.
I mean, if I'm involved in some way, sure. I'd really have to run it by you
at that point. Let me just apologize first to the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. And let me apologize to a guy who was the college football coach at the school that I attended in college, Bruce Arians from Temple University. Because before the year, I told you there were things that I believed. You want to go on the next things I was wrong about, Anthony? I told you the Falcons were going to make the playoffs. Oh, my God.
Woof.
Oh, my gosh. How bad was I?
Woof.
Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl. The Eagles and Cowboys would guaranteed win double-digit games. The Falcons were going to make the playoffs. And Tampa Bay was going to miss the playoffs. Okay. Seriously, if you want to just do hashtag idiot, hashtag stupid, you can apply that. And I have no answer for you.
You suck.
Yeah, I did. I really did. Absolutely sucking. I mean, just terrible. Just absolutely terrible. Yep, there it was. That was management. But how about those? Those are two more of my... I've fallen on the sword this morning, and I've told you, I had my worst sort of prognostication preseason ever in the National Football League. My Minnesota Buffalo Super Bowl is definitely not going to happen. Buffalo could still do it. They could, but wow. But just, I mean, I had bad opinions across the board. Terrible. Bad opinions across the board. And I honestly am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by it. Because there's nothing I want. You know this. If you know me, if you've listened to the show for a long time, you know there's nothing more I like than being right. There's like me getting something right. I love it. But one thing that I won't do is I will not just be right and then not tell you when I got it wrong. Because boy, have I gotten a ton wrong this year. I mean, just absolutely horrendously. I've gotten stuff wrong. Just terrible. I should be absolutely ashamed of myself, how bad I was. All right, but I wanted to apologize and make sure you knew more. By the way, I still have two more. As I rip the papers, I still have two more. Melissa made me cry there a little bit, Anthony. She got me choked up there a little bit.
They miss you in Atlanta.
Well, thankfully, they're hearing me right now in Atlanta. So I think they do. I love the audience in Atlanta. You guys are awesome. I wanted to just say a few words. And, you know, and I started the show with it today, and I just want to take the time as I'm composed. You've heard me over the years, my mom make her annual appearances on Mother's Day, and occasionally we'd call her on her birthday. And my mom was a complete pistol, as they would say in previous generations. She was a spitfire. She was a woman who I truly believe was born a generation early. If my mom had been born a generation later, I honestly believe she would have been a CEO or running her own business or something like that, because as a woman, young woman, she didn't get a college education. Back then, she's 91 years old when she passed this past Tuesday. And back in her day, women didn't go, not many women went to college. So she went to work at Bell Telephone because her dad, my grandpa, Henry Lee Simons, worked for Bell Telephone. So she got a job there and she was doing well until she got married. And then when she had kids, she decided to stay home and raise her kids. My sister, my brother, and me. And when I went to school full time, my mom then took a job. And she worked as the secretary to the president at Bryn Mawr College in suburban Philadelphia. Very prestigious private women's college. And by the time she walked out the door, and I believe it was 22 years later, my mom was heading up the coordinator of grants and loans and had women working under her with multiple degrees. And she had her high school diploma from Radnor High School. And she showed me with that kind of determination, work ethic, professionalism, attitude, first of all, how to fight, how to go to work and be a fighter, do everything you do to try to win, how to be professional, how to conduct myself, how to be a good employee, things like that. But I saw my mom build a career where women with multiple degrees were working for her. And I was always amazed by that because I value education very much. And she drilled into my head the value of education very, very much. My mom was my biggest cheerleader. And my wife has sort of taken over that role. She's my great protector now. And I love my wife very much. And she really takes care of me, looks after me. But my mom, when I was a kid, I grew up idolizing a gentleman who's one of the titans of sports radio in America. Back before there were sports radio stations, a gentleman named Howard Eskin out of Philadelphia. And Howard was on radio and TV, and he still is. You see him on the fur coat on the sidelines as the Eagles sideline reporter. Howard, one of the kindest, nicest men who helped me build a career that I've ever known. And a lot of people think he's this bad guy, and it's so misguided. He's a showman, and he loves being a showman. But I used to tell my mom when I was a high school kid that I want to be Howard Eskin. And my mom would tell me, you're going to be bigger than Howard Eskin. You're going to be bigger than Howard. Well, guess what? I've seen Howard's, I know a little bit about Howard's bank account. I didn't get bigger than Howard. But she told me all the time, you'll be bigger than Howard. She was my biggest cheerleader. And any dream I had, she backed me up on it. And I remember one time as a kid, I was a little ornery, a little wired. I'm sure you find that hard to believe. And I wanted to make a parachute to jump out of our tree in the backyard and make a parachute. So I walked in the house. I said, Mom, I want to make a parachute. And she said, well, then what do you need? And I said, a bed sheet. She goes, well, then go get a bed sheet. So I went upstairs with trepidation, got a bed sheet out of the drawer, came downstairs, and I said, do you think this will work? She goes, sure. You think it'll work, right? You jump out of the tree and you use that as parachute. You think it'll work, right? I'm like, okay. And I walk out the back door with bed sheet. And I'm thinking to myself, how dumb in my life was I looking back at it, that my mom sent me out with a bed sheet to jump out of a tree, but she knew I wouldn't jump. She knew I'd figure it out, but she didn't have to tell me every answer. She let me figure some things out for myself, and I might have figured it out by jumping out of that tree and hurting myself, but she knew I'd be smart enough to do that. My mom was incredible, absolutely incredible, and so honored to be her son. Absolutely honored. All right, coming up, stop it. This guy is not, repeat after me, will not pass up millions and millions of dollars, so stop talking about it. Halfway home on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.